Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, A Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Alice G., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater in Wisconsin. Today is Tuesday, February 8, 2022. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 164, the second paragraph, beginning with the seventh sentence, "See to it that your relationship with Him," and then ending with, "This is the great fact for us." Today's readers are Terry H. on the 12 Steps, Rhonda R. on the 12 Traditions, Dana P., Shelley E., Barbara W., and Jody E. and Janice P.M. are also doing service. The reference number for February 7th is 18,517. That's 18517. And today's reference number for Tuesday, February 8th, the 7 a.m. meeting, is 18,522. That's 18522. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. Overeaters Anonymous fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Terry H. to read the 12 steps.
Good morning, Alice. This is Terry H. from Pensacola, Florida, a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater one day at a time. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people, whoever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve today. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Terry H. I will now ask Rhonda R. to read the 12 traditions, please.
Hello, Alice. Thank you for your service. Rhonda R., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Georgia. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside.
I think you got muted, Rhonda R. Can you star one to unmute?
Oh, sorry about that. Okay.
I think you're on 9.
Okay, thank you. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And thank you for the opportunity to do service today. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Rhonda. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes, and I will be timing everyone. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 164, the second paragraph and the seventh sentence, which starts with see to it that your relationship with him, and ending with this is a great fact for us. Just those two sentences, and I will now ask Dana P. to begin reading.
Good morning, Alice. Thank you so much for your service this morning, and what an honor. We've been on this particular page for quite a few weeks now. So I'll go ahead and start with these two amazing sentences here. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. So, wowee, wow, wow, wow. So, you know, what is it talking about here? There's two words that are capitalized, a great fact. And from my understanding, and as I go through this book, all of these words that are capitalized are Bill's way of attempting to explain what this power is. What is this power? And right here he says that it is a great fact. And what is great? You know, great is remarkable in magnitude, degree, or effectiveness, imminent, which imminent means stands above all others. And the word fact is something that has actual existence. So essentially what he's telling us is the thing that is so much greater than us, or this remarkably in magnitude, but effective. He said it's effective and it stands above all others. I mean, everything. That is the higher power. And so he says here again, see to it that your relationship with him is right. So him, another capital, right? Well, they were guys, and so they said him, and a lot of times him is the way that we describe our God in a masculine form, but, you know, it could just as easily say her. And what I recognize here is that this is my relationship, your relationship. It is a personal relationship. And so how do I see to it that my relationship with this power, this imminence is is true for me. How do I do that? I follow direction. I follow, you know, God, good, orderly direction. Well, and what does that exactly mean? It means I have to develop a connection. And I do that by getting up in the morning and having my practice, having my quiet time with my higher power. I could certainly ask others. There are lots and lots of belief systems out there that explain about how to have a relationship with a higher power. But it's really ultimately like any relationship, time and focus. And so that's what I do. I have my personal practice in the morning. I connect, and I connect continuously throughout the day through my breath and through my life, how I move, everything that I do. I imagine that it's God doing that through me. It's not me doing it. And I heard a speaker recently sharing a story about the fact that, you know, God did not create us. God became us. And I've really been contemplating and meditating on that this week. It's like, so there is a God that is us. So I'm going to pass with that. I could say a lot more, but I'm just really, really contemplating and praying on this particular part right here. It's quite profound for me. I'll carry it throughout the day and love to hear what others have to say. Thanks again, Alice, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Dana P. We will now proceed with alternate members sharing, and although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last 3 days, please press star one to unmute and speak clearly one at a time so I can get your name. Thank you.
Lorraine Esposito.
Sherry D.
Lorraine. Rosie. Sherry. Roz. Who else can I hear?
Jill C.
Jill?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jill C.
Teresa G.
Is it Teresa with a T?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyone else I missed? Star one to unmute and speak your name.
Stacy K.
Stacy. Okay, that's a good start. Just when you share, please give me your the first initial of your last name and where you are from. So the lineup so far is Lorraine, Sherry, Roz G, Jill C, I believe it was, Teresa, and Stacy K. And we'll start with Lorraine. Please go ahead and share with us. Star one to unmute.
Hi, thank you so much for your service and thank you for the reading. I think the word that I heard in this reading was abandon. Abandon myself. That was really hard for me in program because I was really ego-driven, and it was really important for me to always be managing that image. And that's what I did most of my emotional work on in my life, was just image managing. But this program said, no, give everything up, everything you know, all your preconceived notions of recovery, of, you know, food sobriety, what it means to surrender, all of that. I had to give all those things up for a new way, a completely new way. And that new way was scary because I had to follow these instructions from my sponsor, and I didn't know what those involved. So not only was I going to try this leap into this new way, but I was going to do it with my eyes closed. And that's really faith. You know, for me, that's all I hear in these two sentences. It's really a jumping off point. I really hear the jumping off point for me when I first really worked the steps and you know, surrendered. That's what I hear when I hear that word abandon. And what I'm learning for myself is that's not something that I just decided to do one time. You know, in the beginning I thought, oh, I'll just abandon myself, I'll surrender in the beginning, but that's something I have to do each day. And thanks to this program, I was never able to do things like that. I could never abandon myself to a higher power because I would always try to take back control. But these steps in this book are so brilliant because it gives me these really, really simple steps, the 10, 11, and 12, to be able to actually put that faith, that spirituality, I can actually put it into action. That's what, you know, no matter what I hear in this book, I just hear that word, that magic word, action. And this program allows me to do that. And since I have that magic formula, if I follow those directions, if I continually abandon myself, I get to stay recovered just one day at a time. With that, I will pass. And my name's Lorraine E., and I'm in Washington State. I'm sorry I didn't say that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lorraine. Sherry, you're up next. Star 1 to unmute, and please give me the first initial of your last name and where you're from.
Thank you, okay. Sherry.
Excuse me, what page are we on, please?
We're on page 164, the second paragraph, the seventh sentence.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Sherry. Yes, I didn't catch your last and the first initial,
sure.
Though.
Sherry, Z as in zebra, a Southern California, recovered and incredibly grateful. Thank you for your service. Please time me. See to it that your relationship with him is right, R-I-G-H-T, right. I believed for so long my relationship with God was right, but it was that God and I were equals, and I was in charge, and on things that God, I felt that God couldn't handle, I played God. And so there, it wasn't right. It was me trying to dominate and me having pride and arrogance, trying to tell God, here's how it's going to go. Here's how our relationship is going to be. And like any relationship, if you try to dominate, you're not right. What you are is it just doesn't work. And what I realized is that to have a right relationship, God, with God means for me not to play God, not for me to want to be God, but for me to want to be Sherry. And being Sherry means not being prideful, not thinking I'm right, being humble, asking God, you do your job. Let me think, let me hear what is right. For so long, I was like, you know what? I'll be in charge of manipulating the food. I'll be in charge, God. And that wasn't right, but I believed I had a right relationship. And that's the insidious nature of the disease, is it was telling me it was right, but it was not. It was wrong. So for today, I'm just so grateful that I'm seeking a really, truly healthy, right relationship with God, in which God is in charge, right? I'm an usher at the theater. I'm not the director. So I'm just so grateful, and just thank you for your service.
Thank you, Sherry Z from South California, Southern California. Roz G, please share with us.
Okay, good morning. My name is Roz G. I am from Palmdale, California, and I hope you can hear me because I'm in my car and on my way to work, and it's kind of a funky connection. So, wow, this is so beautiful shares, all the shares this morning, so powerful. And, you know, when I came into this program, I, like the other person, you know, I went to church 3 times a week. I had my kids in a Christian school. I went out and told others about Christ. And, I thought that I had a really good relationship with God, and I was fat, and, you know, I'm just saying it, you know, I was fat, and I was overeating, and I was, my brain was fogged, and when I got so, you know, into a lot of pain, I came into Overeaters Anonymous, and it took me 20, you know, I've been in 20 years, but it took me 18, off and on, to finally get abstinent. And although that's not the most important thing, the most important thing is my relationship and with God, and that it is right with God. And the promise is when it becomes right, these great events will come to pass. What are the great events for me? Well, I came out of poverty. I came out of living on welfare into making more money than I've ever made in my life, which I use for God's glory, you know, and to live and to give and to be in a career that I really enjoy and to discover hobbies and passions that I just absolutely love, which is gardening, you know, and vegetables and growing and watching the magic of all of that. And, you know, having a house that's really close to a dog park so I can just walk my dogs down there and play with them. And, you know, now it's Zoom and being on meetings every night and being apart in the middle of the herd, having quality friends, you know, making my mother's being, you know, she's 83 years old, making being with her a big priority in my life. And, you know, the new thing that's going to come is I got into a Master Gardener program at a college, and it's a volunteer program, but it's a passion. And, you know, all these things come out of my prayer, my meditation, listening to what sponsors have to say, and taking direction and working with others every day. So all these things are great events. Because like the other people said, I abandoned myself to God. I abandoned myself to the steps. I took direction. Thank you. And I'll pass by saying, and God has made my life wonderful. Thank you. And I pass.
Thank you, Roz G. from California. Jill C., please star one to unmute and share with us. I didn't catch where you're from, Jill.
Hi, this is Jill C. from Texas. The thing that just really, I think for the first time jumped out at me is where it says, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. And I don't think I ever read those last three words before. And what strikes me this morning is, you know, my relationship with God, it has a ripple effect. The sentence before that we covered yesterday, can't transmit something you haven't got. But when I have a great relationship with God, when I work to strengthen that relationship, I do the work. Yes, great things pass for me, but I also become someone who can bear witness that this is in fact a great way of life. And that is a great fact for us, that, you know, having this relationship with Him. After a relapse, I just recently completed steps 5 through 9, and I one of the things that I learned and has really changed my relationship in the last 48 hours is I spent so much of my time blaming myself for everything that I'd done wrong and just putting everything squarely on my shoulders and carrying the big resentment. And I realized I never really looked at where I came from. And just recently, I mean, just in the last 48 hours, I remembered, you know, how much I have grown. And my higher power has always been there. It's always been me who walked away in the past. But it took strength and courage to come back. I'm here. I'm with Him every morning to get my marching orders for the day. I love to encourage people. I love to live in gratitude. I love this meeting because I always hear the word grateful at least a dozen times, and it just sets me up for a great day. But anyway, I feel it's important for me. My work for God is to work on my relationship, not only for myself, but so that I can impact others and show what this program has given me. I wish you all a beautiful day today, and with that, I pass.
Thank you, Jill C. from Texas. And Teresa, can you please star one to unmute and share with us the first initial of your last name and where you're from?
Hi, I'm Teresa, grateful and blessed, compulsive overeater in Central New York. And I want to thank you all for doing service and for having the courage and the commitment to show up. And this is my second time speaking at a Vision for You. I've been around since August of last year, and my life is just growing by leaps and bounds. And I thank you all for it and for welcoming me. I put my name on the list when I came in, and I was inundated with you all, and you remain a big part of my recovery. And this reading, I love how it starts off with, see to it. That means there's something I can do, something I need to be doing, something I ought to be. See to it that my relationship is right. And it's no accident in my mind that this comes after we've been introduced to the program and how it works. And part of that relationship for me today is consistent and continual prayer. And I had to come here to learn how to pray, you know, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And that's a big difference from the Monty Hall God I came in here with. Let's make a deal. I'll do this if you do that. And it was ineffectual, to say the least. And it's so much better recognizing now that I have a new director, a new employer, a new manager. He is the Father. We are the children. These ideas are simple ones, and they work. And in cultivating that relationship, anything of importance has to be nurtured and organic, has to be taken care of to thrive. So I start my day simply. As soon as I'm aware that I'm conscious, I say, God, thank you for getting me through the night. And please put me where you would have me to be today, dear Lord, and how you would have me. And then it's time to rock and roll. And I have to repeat that prayer sometimes, many times throughout the day, because my conscious contact is continual today. And that's just contact that I'm aware of. And I see God everywhere now, because I learned in this process that God either is or He isn't, is everything or nothing, and everything is just that, everything. And because I'm looking at it, I see miracles everywhere. I think it was the scientist that said, Albert Einstein, said there's two ways to look at life. One is so everything's a miracle, and the other is so nothing is a miracle. And today I can
see please.
Everything is a miracle, and thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you, Teresa from New York. Stacey K., you're up. Please share with us where you're from.
Good morning. Thank you for your service. This is Stacey K. from Colorado, and a lot of people really spoke and shared quite eloquently. Especially, I'm drawn to that first sentence, you know, that see to it that your relationship with Him is right. And of course, what I think of is just all the things we've learned as we've taken these steps, as we've gone through these first 164 pages, you know, about practicing these principles in all our affairs, and especially growing along spiritual lines. And, you know, last January, I had a break in my abstinence. It was a one-night thing. I got to really look closely. But something happened over this last year that's been, you know, just miraculous. Just, you know, I'm not saying anybody has to break their abstinence to have that kind of, but it just happened. And I learned so much about self-reliance. As a matter of fact, this last year, I really recognize my self-reliance still. You know, this year, it's like I still want to control and manage. And I loved what one of the first ladies that shared about this making it right and having God be in charge. Like, I'll let God be in charge of, you know, certain things. But, you know, like, I was in a lot of fear after breaking my abstinence, like, that I couldn't stay abstinent. So I was, like, controlling the heck out of it. And, you know, I do. I have to every day still be reminded of that, you know, that high resolve that I had when I took my third step, you know, that knowing in my first step about my powerlessness and just being reminded of that always about who's in charge. And I've been having such, you know, this last year, you know, like just all for my healing, some pain and lots of growth, and just it really has been miraculous. And I can say I'm grateful for all of it today, even in the midst of, you know, some tough stuff over the last year. And, you know, God's always there, you know, and I turn and I ask and I listen, you know, that two-way prayer part, and get to hear him today, you know, provided I, you know, take those steps and stay into action and all that good stuff. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Stacey K. from Colorado. I will now take another list of names. And again, we are on page 164, the second paragraph, and it's the last two sentences. So star one to unmute, and please speak one at a time.
Hannah B. Ann in Southern California. Christina
Rob
M.
H.
Okay, let me just pause there for a minute. I thought I heard the first name. Who is the first person?
Babylonia A.
Babylonia A. And then after Christina, I thought I heard a male voice.
Rob H.
Rob H. Okay, we'll start with that. Star one to unmute, Babylonia, and the first initial of your last name and where you're from, please. Star one to unmute, Babylonia.
Good morning. Sorry, I was muted. My name is Babylonia A. I'm from Southern California, and it's really there's a lot of sunshine today, and I got out of the gym and I noticed the birds were chirping, and I normally wouldn't enjoy something like that, but I'm like looking at the happy things in life because of this program. And my relationship to God and Jesus, who is my higher power, have grown exponentially. Like, I thought I knew God, but now he is with me all the time. And like, yesterday, everyone around me was miserable, like the people at work, the people at home, and I stayed joyful through all of it because I was like, God, if I have you, I have all I need. I don't need love or approval from anyone outside of me. You give me joy. You complete me. I'm never alone when I'm with you, and I stayed joyful, and I normally would become like impacted by my environment, but I wasn't because my relationship to God and because of abstinence and because of this program. So I'm really grateful. And I exercised this morning and I took God with me. And when it gets, I dedicate all my exercises to him and to do it for his glory. And I want to go to a dance class tonight and dance for him, which is a new thing. I want to like worship him through my dancing. So I'm just really, like, pumped on God right now and excited, and that's all. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Babylonia A. from California. Hannah B., star one to unmute and share where you're from, please.
Hi, I'm Hannah B., grateful recovering food addict and compulsive overeater, and I am from Franklin, Tennessee. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for the prior shares and for the reading. And I love it when the Big Book talks about, when it talks about God and, you know, refers to, you know, somebody mentioned, you know, when it capitalizes those words. I never knew that, but it's true. And it's like the, just the impact of those words, you know, the great fact, and it's like, or where it talks about the great reality. And that is, you know, God is today the great fact of how I am alive, how I have joy, how I have, how I stay afloat and transcend the things that my disease would otherwise have me succumb to. Because even the blessings and the wonderful gifts in my life that God has blessed me with through my sobriety and abstinence will overtake me. I can make anything miserable. I can become so self-consumed and self-absorbed. No matter how wonderful things are, I can become full of self-pity. So, and those things are too much for me. The good things are too much. I don't have the life skill without my God sustaining me and lifting me up, which I have, you know, been able to really connect with God through the tools of this program and find a relationship that is personal to me, that I can trust and rely upon. And, you know, like where it talks about faith has to live in and through me 24 hours a day or else I perish. I perish. The second that, you know, I take back self-control and to the degree that I take back self-control, you know, do things start to become, you know, do they unravel? And so I am grateful for this program. I am grateful for my fellows that help me stay accountable. This disease really requires so much diligence and vigilance and accountability and honesty. And I have to stay ever vigilant today. So, you know, I need God to do that. I need God for everything. I need God to be honest, to see where I maybe am starting to be dishonest in smallest things. I can't afford to do that. So, thank you all for being here. God bless, and I will pass.
Thank you so much, Hannah B. from Tennessee. Anne from Southern California, I think you said, and I didn't catch the first initial of your last name.
Thank you. Yes, this is Anne. I guess maybe even somewhat of a slightly recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California.
Anne, can you give the first initial of your last name, please? I'm sorry,
of course.
I didn't catch
Not a problem. Anne M.
Thank you.
Southern California. And I'm grateful for this meeting, grateful for everybody doing service, and so grateful for the shares I've heard this morning. And just I heard about see to it, right? That's my action, to connect with my higher power. And then the continual and consistent prayer and needing to engage in that. And I've really an expert at misery, you know, thank God I have a higher power. I just yesterday was in so much grief because I just had to confront the possibility that how bad my hip is. Maybe I will, you know, need surgery and a hip replacement or a very expensive stem cell treatment. I'm not sure, but I play a sport I love, and I'm for now kind of not fully giving it up, but to a great degree, because it's just my body can't take it. And my partner, who's my fiance, is great at it. We usually play it together, and he's going to, I think, up his play and game, and it will take us apart from each other. And it just, there was so much grief. And I'm so grateful, thanks to recovery, that I'm with somebody so loving that he could just, I could share my grief with him. And then he told me a story about somebody who had lost her life, and it just put a new perspective on it. You know, okay, I turn away from that sport. I turn away from things that I can't handle. And I have a lot of things in my life that really demand a lot of attention. My financial life, my professional life, and maybe that's where my higher power needs me to be. And, you know, a lot of what it's taken to have that grief is to put down a lot of stimulating food. I've had to put down caffeine. And I'm still not well, you know. I'm so reliant on that to keep me energized, and I'm needing to work with professionals to find out what can I do to have sufficient energy to really function well. And I don't have the answer to that yet. So I'm amazed I haven't gone back to the caffeine, and it's due to this program, because I just deal with such low energy, and just sort of, it puts me in easily into sort of a misery state. And but I'm not using that food, you know, that substance to get me back up. I'm listening to all of you and engaging in recovery. And I'm just grateful for the recovery I do have. And thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Anne M. from California. Christina, please star one to unmute. Christina, can you share with us your first initial of your last name and where you're from?
Yes. Hi, this is Christina M., compulsive overeater in Massachusetts. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you, Alice, for your service and for all of these amazing shares this morning. These are such powerful sentences. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. For me, these two sentences, for me, there's action implied in them. You know, when I came into this program, I had so much like magical thinking about what was going to happen to me in OA. Like, I thought I was just going to come to this program and, you know, somehow be transformed into a normal eater without a lot of effort on my part. And that did not work for me. You know, what I have found since coming to this meeting in particular, and studying the Big Book in this way, is just that over and over and over again, it tells me that I need to take action, and that there's so much action that I can take on my own behalf. And I just did not get that for so long. And nobody can do it for me. I'm the only one that can take this action. And the other thing that you know, like so many other people have shared about this relationship with my higher power, that it's a relationship, you know, that I have to put work into, and that's to me, that's also sort of like the hallmark of a mature relationship, is one that I put effort and work into. And you know, when I first found this meeting and I started listening, you know, one of the first things that I heard was, you know, that this is not a book to be read, this is a textbook to be studied, and that one of the best things I could do for myself is get a dictionary and start looking up words, you know, especially words that I think I already know, and relationship is one of them. And what the definition I found is the way in which two or more people or things are connected. And so, you know, if I want to be connected to this power, I have to put the effort into it on a daily basis. And that has made such a huge difference in my life. You know, I think the action that I take every day now is so much better than just sort of expecting things to change without me doing a whole lot of work. So anyway, just very grateful for this meeting and for all the shares so far. And thank you, Alice, for your service. I pass.
Thank you, Christina M. from Massachusetts. Rob H., please share with us. Star one to unmute and share where you're from, please, Rob.
Yes, thank you. This is Rob H. from upstate New York, the eastern side of the state. I don't know how much I had to share on this, but I just wanted to get on and share something. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. It's a great fact for us. I was just thinking about, I guess today, I had some urges to eat this morning, and I just did, you know, I said, you know, to myself, or, you know, what's the next right thing to do? Just something came to me like, well, just brush your teeth and then just try meditation. And that seemed to work pretty well. And now I've only got, you know, I'm probably going to have lunch after this meeting. So, yeah, it's good stuff to learn about this and read it. And another thing about relationships that I noticed was, I went to a different fellowship meeting last night, and I expressed something, about my fiance, and then I didn't realize that, it was kind of bothering me. And, but I just know that, with this book, I can prevent myself, from doing similar things, like, they talk about in the doctor's opinion of doing, staying away from the substance that causes your cravings. And then also, I don't remember what it says about the mental obsession, but I know that that's part of this, is that I've got both. So if I'm thinking about food too much, or if I'm actually ingesting the substance that causes me cravings, I'm going to be in trouble, and it's going to make me restless, irritable, and discontent. And so I don't want to do that today. I texted my plan to somebody already, and I'm just going to stick by that plan today. And another relationship thing is, I was talking to somebody in the fellowship, and I had to put some boundaries around it, which hopefully will translate into my, into my real life as well, because that's one of my goals, is to be more connected with my family and friends, because I did a lot of isolating when I, before I came into the program. And so I was thinking about trying to call some of my family or friends and just see if we could have like a weekly call or a monthly call or something, just to have some type of schedule for it. I feel like I do better with schedules. So.
Time, please.
Yeah, thanks. All right, things are getting a lot better, and I appreciate it. I pass. Thanks.
Thanks, Rob H. from New York. We have time for one more share. Does anybody want to take that? Star one to unmute.
Noel E.
Christia. Noel E. Christy, I hope you come back tomorrow. Noel E., please share where you're from.
Hi, I'm Noel E. from Louisiana. Thank you for everybody's service on this line and all the powerful shares. What came to me right here at the end after listening to everything was, great events will come to pass. It doesn't say happy memories or, joyous occasions. It says great events. And for you and countless others. And some of those things are exactly that. They're a great event in my life that was full of truth and pain, and have brought me and my family, particularly my husband, to just exactly where God would have us be. And it's just so important. I would have never, ever, listening on the lines to what everybody was talking about recovery, deciding that if I want what they had it, I was willing to go to any length. I would have never signed up for some of the experiences I've had in the past year. But they were great events that came to pass for myself and my husband and my family. Important to our existence and to my relationship with God. And so I'm just really grateful that I'm not in control, and that my higher power loves me and will carry me through everything. So with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Noel E. from Louisiana. We will now close the meeting with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Shelley E. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only, ending with Keep You Until Then.
Good morning. This is Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. The Big Book, page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.